Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And everybody else around the world, how you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? I bet it's beautiful, like it is in Las Vegas. It's about 80 degrees, the sun is shining, the clouds are clear, and the weather is beautiful. Yes, there's no wind blowing, and like I said, it's about 80 degrees out here. It's beautiful in Las Vegas. This is the place to be. Everybody should be in Las Vegas about now, because this is the summertime, even though it's still spring, but we just finished Easter vacation, so we're getting ready to get into the summertime, and the weather is beautiful. It is amazing, the weather in Las Vegas right now. It's beautiful. Oh, I can't even say it enough. It's just so beautiful to be here in Las Vegas. This is the entertainment capital of the world, and I love being here in Vegas. Yep, I do. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to welcome all of my listeners to today's radio show. That's right, Gregory's Story. And I got an interesting story to tell you today. But first, let's talk sports. Yes, Las Vegas, I'm sorry to tell you that our Golden Knights were up 3-1, and they lost 2 games in a row. So the series is tied 3-3, and it's the best of 7. So they have one more game to play, and that's scheduled for tomorrow night. And it's going to be the deciding game to see who wins the Western Conference title. Yes, Las Vegas won the Western title last year, their first year in the league. And this year, they finished 3rd, but they've been winning in the playoffs, and they've gone all the way to the Western Conference title game. This is game 7, and we're hoping that the Golden Knights win. So we want to say, go Knights, go Knights, go. Go Knights, go Knights, go. Yes, we're wishing them well. And we got all of our hands together, and we got our prayers going up to heaven, hoping that the Golden Knights win tomorrow night, which will give them the Western Conference title. And then they'll be playing for the national championship again, like they did last year. So we want them to win because we want to see them go all the way this year and win the national title. So, again, We want to say, go Knights, go! Go Knights, go! Yes, we want the Knights to go right ahead. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play a song and drop a commercial spot, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
Couldn't help feeling.
was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
Announce that we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody else around the world. You know, I was thinking about this story that I want to tell you. It's actually the last day that I smoked cocaine. I got to the situation where I just had to give it up because it wasn't doing me no good, and I was running into friends of mine that were really tripping. And on this particular day, I ran into a girlfriend of mine that I had met like 2 or 3 years earlier. And we met it at the Chow Hall in Catholic Charities. So I was going to Catholic Charities because they got free food. And I was going there to eat. Plus, on the holidays, they brought in chefs from all the casinos that were cooking the food. So I was getting ham and turkey and real big plates for me to enjoy while I was homeless on the street. So I went, and I went to the Catholic Charities dining hall, and I ran into my friend. She was in there eating, and we started talking, and we became friends. And then we met on another occasion, we met at Jerry's Nugget, which is a casino in North Las Vegas. Actually, it's on the corner before you get to North Las Vegas. It's still in central Las Vegas, but you cross the main street at Lake Mead, and you're in North Las Vegas. So we're just across the street from North Las Vegas. So I met her at Jerry's Nugget, and we were playing the casino games, and we were having a good time. And she asked me if I knew somebody that could get her some stuff. And I was like, what kind of stuff are you talking about? I know you're not smoking any weed or anything. And she said, no, I'm not smoking weed. I don't even smoke cigarettes. And I said, I know. So what kind of stuff are you talking about? And she said, well, I want to get some hard white. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I looked at her and I shook my head like, girl, you are just tripping. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. And I said, okay, I'll meet you there in about 30 minutes, since we were 30 minutes away and we could either catch the bus or we could walk. I didn't know she had a car, but she had a car. And so we got in the car and rode around the corner to my house. And we waited for my buddy to pull up, and he came, and, you know, we gave him some money, and he gave us a $20 piece, and I took it in the house, and we were sitting in my bedroom on my bed, and she pulled, well, I pulled out a crack pipe to smoke the dope with, and I put the piece of crack on the bed, and I broke a little piece off just to get us started. And I left the rest of the crack on the bed. Now, I have been smoking crack for about 5 years, and I knew that you didn't smoke a whole big piece at one time, because that's crazy. That shit will get you going, and if you hit it too hard, your heart may stop. So I didn't want to get a big piece and start off smoking it like that. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking she must be a new smoker, because I don't ever remember her saying that she knew how to smoke. So I left the rest of the crack on the bed, and she took it and put the whole thing on the pipe and then started hitting it. And I was like, oh, my God, are you going to smoke the whole thing like that? Because I know that if you're not a veteran smoker, you take it a little bit at a time. You don't take a whole bunch to the head right away, because that will blow your mind. And I had just taken a little piece just to test it and see what it was like, and it was pretty good. But she took the whole rest of the piece and put it on the pipe. And I was looking at her going, oh, my God, what is happening? And she was smoking, and I could see her eyes rolling in the back of her head, and she was starting to trip, and she was shaking. And I was looking at her going, oh, my God, this is a rookie smoker, and she doesn't know what she's doing, because she's smoking the whole thing at one time. And I'm like, oh, no. See, that's why I was slowing down, because I know that stuff will hit you, and it'll take you through changes, and it'll give you all kind of fits. And so she was shaking, and she was holding the pipe and shaking it, and I was like, okay, give me the pipe. It's my turn to hit it. And she was like, no, no. And I'm like, what are you doing? Pass me the pipe. You can't be greedy like that. You have to share. Plus, we have the whole thing that you put on the pipe. So the rest of the dope is just burning. And I'm like, well, pass it to me so I can get another hit. Because I just got a little piece, so now I want another hit. And she is shaking the pipe, and she threw it in my closet. And I'm going, what the hell did you throw it in the closet for? I got clothes on the floor in my closet. So I got this hot metal pipe that we're using the smoke out of, and she threw it in the closet on top of my clothes. And I jumped up and ran in the closet. And I'm looking through all my clothes and trying to find this hot pipe before it catches my clothes on fire. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I find the pipe and it's still hot. And I'm juggling it from hand to hand. And I'm like, oh, my God, she threw this hot thing in here with my clothes. I'm surprised my clothes didn't catch fire. And I'm going, wow, this is really crazy. This girl really doesn't know what she's doing. So I smoked the rest of what she left on the pipe, which wasn't very much. And then she said, let's go get some more. And I'm like, you want to get some more? And she's like, yeah, I want to get some more. So she had to go to the bank, and she had to withdraw some money. And then she told me, okay, call your buddy again, and let's see if we can get some more. And I'm like, okay. So I called him, and he came by, and we bought another $20 piece from him. And we were sitting in there smoking, and he's like, you sure that's all you want is $20? Because I'm not going to come back here for another $20 piece. You need to get all you're going to get right now and save me the trip of coming back. And I said, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I think she's a rookie, so she don't really know how to do it. She doesn't know how to buy the dope and smoke a little bit at a time. She's smoking the whole thing. So he said, all right, well, if you don't want no more, I'm gone. So he left. And she was sitting up there smoking, and I was watching her, and I'm like, girl, you are smoking too much, too fast, too much, too fast, and you're not trying to share. She wasn't even trying to pass me the pipe so I could get my hit. But I was cool because I was watching her smoke, and I was like, wow, I wonder how long she's been smoking this dope. Because I've known her for 2 years, but she had never said anything about smoking any dope before. And she was staying in the homeless shelter at Catholic Charity. So she was living on the property. And I was like, wow, I don't know who started her to smoking this dope, but they obviously didn't tell her how to do it, to be safe about it, to be careful with it. She was just smoking, and she was puffing the whole thing, taking big hits, and I was like, slow down, take it easy. And she was just like tripping. So I was like, wow, this girl is really tripping. So when I got the pipe back, I took it and I smoked the last of the piece that we had. And I got my little buzz, and I was thinking, okay, girl, maybe we could do something else. Because I got sex on my mind, and I'm thinking now I guess she might be ready to do something. And I'm thinking, okay, we can do something. But she's like, no, I want to get some more. And I'm like, girl, we don't need no more dope. You done smoked plenty, and I'm done. I'm not trying to smoke anymore. And so she gets on the phone, and she calls, well, she says she called her sister. And I'm like, who are you calling on the phone? And she's like, I'm talking to my sister. And she's complaining about my dog being in the house. And she's saying, your dog is interfering with our smoking. And I'm like, my dog doesn't know you. So he's looking at you like, why are you tripping? Because you're running around backwards and forwards. So, okay, let's take a time out for my story. And I think it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back for the rest of my story in a minute. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Thank you.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world? You know, I was telling you a story about a girlfriend of mine that was a rookie smoker. We were smoking crack, and she was really tripping. So I had taken the pipe from her, and she got on the phone and said she called her sister. And she was telling her sister that my dog was interfering with her smoking. And I told her, I said, well, my dog is watching you run around acting crazy. He doesn't know you, so he's tripping off of the way you're acting. So that's why he's looking at you all crazy. So you need to slow down and calm down. And she's like, well, put your dog outside. And I said, that ain't going to do nothing, because if I put him outside, he knows we're inside, and he's going to be barking and making a whole bunch of noise. So we don't want him to start barking. We don't want him to draw any attention to the house, because we're in here smoking crack. So I'm not going to put him outside. You just need to slow your roll down and stop running around. And stop trying to kick him and hit him and leave him alone. And he'll sit down and relax because he knows that you're calmed down. So she was talking on her phone, and I was asking her who she was talking to, and she said she was talking to her sister. And I don't know why she would call her sister to tell her sister about how my dog is acting in my house. I don't understand that one. But I was like, okay, well, if she's talking to her sister, it's cool. I guess she needs to talk to somebody. And I told her that she needed to go outside and calm down. She needs to go sit in her car and relax, because she's running around my house looking all wild and acting all crazy. And my dog is really tripping. So I told her she needs to go outside and sit in her car and relax. So I opened the front door to let her go out to her car. And we walk out on my front porch. And in my driveway is an undercover narc police car. And they got two police officers. One is standing at my driveway gate to come in my yard, but I had the gate locked, so he couldn't come in the yard. He couldn't just walk in the yard, but he was standing at my gate, and his partner had walked around the fence to my front door, and he was outside of the gate, but he was at my front door. And I think he was getting ready to jump the fence so he could come knock on my door. And we walked out, And we saw them, and I said, oh, my God. And they told us that they had got a call from somebody at this house. And I looked at my friend, and I said, I know you didn't call the police. Of all people that call, I know you didn't call the police. And the police were sitting at my house. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we both been smoking crack. And now the police are here? We're getting ready to go to jail. And, see, I was telling them, I said, well, she got a little drunk, and she's disappointed because she got fired from her job today. So she's upset. So that's why she was on the phone. But I don't know why she called the police. Because she's complaining about my dog. So I told her that she needed to come outside and sit down in her car and relax. But she didn't want them to know that she had a car because she didn't want them following her when she left my house. Because she's like, oh, no, I don't have a car out here. I'm just coming outside to get some air. And I'm looking at her like, why are you saying that? And she's looking at me like, why are you saying that I got a car out here? And I'm like, because you're going to your car. And she's like, no, I'm not going to my car. I just came outside to get some air. And the police are looking at us, and they're like, are you guys okay? And I'm like, yeah, we're fine. She's just tripping because she's been drinking, and she's a little bit drunk. And she got fired from her job today, and she's feeling really upset. So she came over to my house for me to calm her down. So that's what I was doing. I've been trying to sit and hold her and calm her down and talk her to be more relaxed, trying to calm her down. And they said, okay. Well, if it's no problems here, then we're going to leave. And I said, yeah, it's no problem. I got everything under control. And my dog is going to be in the house, and he's going to be calm because she's not going to be running around because I'm going to let her sit outside for a minute and let her calm down. And the police said, okay, and they rolled off. And she was like, why did you tell them I had a car? Because now when they see my car, they might want to stop me to see what kind of condition I'm in. They may think I've been drinking and driving. They don't know I'm smoking, but they might think that I'm drunk. And they may stop me to see if I'm drunk. And I said, well, I didn't know what else to tell them. I was shocked as hell to walk outside and see the police at my door, and we're smoking crack inside my house. I'm like, oh, no, that's the last thing I needed to see. So after that, I told her, I said, girl, you're never going to smoke any dope at my house no more, and I'm done smoking. So don't call me and don't ask me to come and smoke nothing with you because I'm done. This is my last day of smoking. And I hadn't smoked in a few weeks anyway. So I had slowed down altogether anyway. And it was just that she was an old friend of mine, and she said she wanted to get something to smoke. And I was like, I wasn't going to let her smoke by herself. But I sure should have, because she was tripping. She called the police. Oh, my God. Come on. You get on the phone, you call anybody. But you don't call the police. Oh, I was like, she is tripping. Oh, my God. Anyway, that's the end of that story. And that was the last day I smoked crack cocaine because I almost went to jail that night hanging out with some stupid rookie smoking crack. dead girl. Man, that was amazing. I was just, wow. I just can't believe it. But anyway, I think it's time for another commercial break. DJ, play a song and a comedy drop, and then play our commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. We'll be right back. Album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Around the world, how are you doing today? Did you enjoy our radio show today? It was really exciting, and we passed a lot of good information off to you. You need to check my comedy album, because they're really going strong. A lot of people are buying the album, and they're enjoying the story on the album. Now, I got about 16 albums up for sale, so you have a lot to choose from. But all you got to do is go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can listen to like 30 seconds of each clip of stories that I'm telling, so you can get a preview of what kind of stories you're listening to. All right. Well, that's the end of the show today, and I want to thank my brothers, DJ Papa D, for playing the music and running the engineering part of the show, and DJ Big Nasty for his support in promoting this show. So thank you again, and we'll talk again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll see you later. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.